Members of the Crimean Tatar community gather every Friday at this mosque, just outside of Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. Many of them have been living here since Russia annexed Crimea 8 years ago.
You know, we live here, but
the Nurchaus family is still living there. He says people in Crimea are struggling under Russian occupation.
What Russia brings to the territories where they come, they bring nothing but crime, destroying, mother cries, orphan children. We saw this in Crimea, we saw this in Syria, and now we see they are trying to do this in Ukraine.
In the past weeks, there have been a series of attacks on the Crimean Peninsula, even though Ukraine has not acknowledged it's behind them. An attack on the Sagi Air Base destroyed 8 fighter jets from Russia's Black Sea Naval Aviation. A further drone attack managed to put Russian ground forces on high alert. The attacks in Crimea show Ukraine's capacity to strike Russian targets deep behind the front line. President Volodymyr Zelensky says he will fight to recover all occupied territories, including Crimea.
Crimean Tatars were deported from the peninsula by the Soviet Union in 1944, and thousands of them were forced to flee in 2014 when Russia occupied the peninsula. People here are hoping that when this war is over, they'll be able to return to their land.
Even though Imam Musa is not from Crimea, he says Ukrainians need more help to win the war.
Ukraine is a free people. It's not like Russian people. We want to live independently. We don't want to be with Russia. And all we need from actually European countries, it's weapon. If we had weapon, we will fight till the end.
The international community has repeatedly condemned the annexation of Crimea.
Yes.
Tamila Tasheva says the peninsula plays a crucial role in the conflict in Ukraine.
Russia used Crimea as a military base. President Zelensky says that 750 missile strikes against Ukraine from Crimea Peninsula. It's a lot.
As the war goes on, Ukrainians insist they're fighting for their freedom. For Crimean Tatars, this is also about returning to where they belong. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.